For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. A commuter turboprop plane was stolen from Seattle-Tacoma Airport on Friday, setting off emergency responses, both civilian and military. Planes at SeaTac International Airport were grounded for hours while the military scrambled interceptor jets. Lena Kudrow explains what happened.
I saw a strange sight, a passenger plane and two military planes following it. And the passenger plane was doing maneuvering. He was going sideways and he was going real low.
Pierce County sheriffs say no terrorism was involved. The plane eventually crashed on a small island in the Puget Sound. The man who stole the plane was part of the ground crew. Officials from Horizon Air say the man was suicidal and that no one else was on board. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you could accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Agrochemical giant Monsanto plans to appeal a $289 million verdict that a San Francisco jury ordered it to pay a former groundskeeper. He maintained that the company's weed killer contributed to his terminal cancer. Attorney Mike Adorch represents more than 100 other clients with similar claims.
Now, they can say they're going to appeal it all day long, but I think I've seen estimates of 4,000 to 5,000 of these cases exist with more to come. So this is going to be a huge hit.
Former Trump advisor Roger Stone appears to be a growing focus of the special counsel investigation of Russian election interference. A Stone associate, Andrew Miller, was called to testify Friday, but he didn't show up. He now faces a contempt citation and plans to appeal. Meantime, prosecutors in Paul Manafort's financial fraud trial say they expect to rest their case against the former Trump campaign chairman on Monday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A suspicious package that fell from the sky over New Jersey caused some alarm. USA's Rick Vincent has more.
South Brunswick police say the package attached to a parachute was making a hissing sound and included a note that said, NASA Atmospheric Research Instrument, not a bomb. If this lands near the president, we at NASA wish him a great round of golf. Mr. Trump had been staying at his golf club in Bedminster, which is 29 miles away. The weather researchers were apologetic for any concerns they had raised by the handwritten note on the device. That, according to police, the package is part of six balloons that were launched to measure ozone. It says a summer student employee wrote the note in a misguided attempt to be lighthearted and that the student has been removed from the project. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Consumer prices rose overall at 0.2% during July, with the cost of housing leading the way at 0.3%. John Clemens reports.
The data from the U.S. Labor Department points to a steady increase in inflation pressures that will get the attention of the Fed to possibly increase interest rates. Steve Reed is an economist at the Bureau of Labor Statistics.
The index for shelter rose 0.3% in July and accounted for nearly 60% of the seasonally adjusted monthly increase in the all items index. The food index rose slightly in July, with major grocery store food group indexes mixed. The energy index fell 0.5% as all the major component indexes declined.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.